This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you are doing well on this wonderful, beautiful day. No matter what day it is, may it be a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, whatever time of the day that you are listening. If it is evening, good evening. If it is afternoon, good afternoon. If it is morning, good morning. I'm just grateful and blessed that you have decided to tune in to my podcast, because this podcast is a blessing. It will be a blessing, and I pray that it will continue to be one. Don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to share, and definitely don't forget to listen. So today's message is going to be a very good one. It's called, as you saw the title, Approachable Faith. So therefore, it's going to be great. I'm praying and thankful for everyone who continually tune in, share with others. You know, some messages are stronger than the others, but you know what? No matter what, every message is on time. So therefore, once again, I am so glad and grateful that you're here. Let us get on with this blessed service. Thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having I, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation, I would love it. Please, please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpusey@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I will be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven. I'm praying that everyone is going through a great experience this weekend. If not, if you're having a troubled time, going through bereavement, sickness, emotional breakdown, whatever the case may be, lack of faith, now is a great time to just to put it all on the throne, take it to the throne in prayer, and leave it in God's hands. And after we say amen, we keep it in God's hands, not take it back. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now. Thank you for waking us up in our right minds, oh Heavenly Father. Right now, we may be going through some struggles that we have never even encountered, oh Heavenly Father. And right now, we want to just say thank you. We thank you in advance for getting us through it. That's right, oh Heavenly Father. We pray right now that you just see us through it. Bless us in a way that we have never been blessed before. So, Heavenly Father, right now, I want to pray for healing right now for anyone who is going through a sickness or illness that the doctors and everyone else are saying that they can't get through. Praying for that instant healing right now, Heavenly Father. Right now, we want to pray for those who are going through a loss right now, Heavenly Father. Pray that you just let them know that the person is still with them in spirit and in truth, oh Heavenly Father. As long as the memory of that person that they're grieving or that they're grieving over, Heavenly Father, is still in their heart and their mind, that means their soul is forever alive, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, we want to just pray for them. We want to pray for those who are still struggling trying to find a job, oh Heavenly Father. We know that the market is open, but unfortunately, complications are arising to where some people are still not getting what they feel that is necessary for them to continue to put food on their table, oh Heavenly Father, and clothes on their back. So right now, we pray that you just be with them, bless them, guide them to that right job, oh Heavenly Father, and be with them in their families as well. We want to pray for every podcast that is doing your work, oh Heavenly Father, right now. Pray for every speaker, anybody who's coming on a podcast right now, just to praise your name, oh Heavenly Father. Pray for every church door that is opening and still opening and reopening as we speak, Heavenly Father. We just pray that you just bless every pastor that has to speak to, oh Heavenly Father, today. Pray for this podcast, oh Heavenly Father, that you can continue to move me the way you see fit, oh Heavenly Father. If it's not on the manuscript, oh Heavenly Father, put it in my heart, oh Heavenly Father. And please just continue to bless every listener right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice, no matter where they are. If they're in their car, oh Heavenly Father, if they're in their house, if they're in their bathroom, no matter where they are right now, Heavenly Father, just bless them, lead them, and be with them, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, we just pray this prayer in your my son Jesus' name. Amen. It's scripture time here at Safe Haven. Pray that you have your swords, your Bibles ready, whether it's on your app or the actual Bible itself, however that you pull up the scripture to read. Going to be reading from Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5b through 6. It reads as follows. For it was attested before he was taken away, before he was taken away, that he had pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I pray that you stay with me for a few moments on the topic of approachable faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now in advance for the word. Pray that you just empty out my spirit right now, Heavenly Father, and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, oh Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. Your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Approachable faith. How was your week, beloved? How was it? I mean, when you think about it, this scripture right here really, really, really touches me. I used to hear it a lot as a kid, actually. Pretty much heard it in the King James Version, especially verse 6. I used to hear it every Sunday when my childhood pastor would get up and do altar call. He would say it in this way every time. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently. You know, when I heard the pastor say that all the time, first off, I just thought it was like, oh, he's just saying something on a script, you know, something to just say. When I learned it was scripture, it was like probably one of the first memory verses I ever learned. I mean, a lot of young people always learn the first verses that they memorize is Jesus wept. One of my first verses was, judge not that ye be not judged. But to hear that every Sunday, for he cometh to God must believe that he is God. And he is rewarder of the, you know, I hear it and I say it every day. You know, it became, it was like repetition. But normally we want to talk about approachable faith. I mean, we've been talking a lot the past few weeks about faith. Whether your faith is strong, weak, lukewarm, hot, cold. You know, faith is about having trust. Do you have trust in people? You're probably going to give me a varied answer. Like to say, Rev, I'm not sure if I really trust somebody, but I trust God. I have faith in God. I don't know if I trust him, but I have faith. Do you know you just pretty much canceled each other out? Because you're saying it. Faith, in another definition, in a thesaurus of faith, is trust. And vice versa for trust. It's like having faith. In other words, technically, the title of this sermon today could be Approachable Trust. Do you have trust in yourself? Do you have trust in God? Now, depending on your walk and your journey, you may not feel like you have, your faith is strong. You know, you might not feel it. And that's because a lot of what we go through is tough. I mean, it's not easy to get up every day and work a job that you don't like. Or maybe, depending on the situation, it's not easy to get up and love someone that you don't love anymore. You may have loved them before now, but things have changed. Now, I'm not going to go on and say that you should leave the person. I can't speak for you. I don't know the situation. Only God does. That's when you have to ask yourself, because today's three points are going to be questions. Questions that I want to leave with you for today to ask yourself. And matter of fact, whatever your answer may be, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to God. You're going to pray about it. In other words, I'll pray over you at the end, but I'm going to just say it right now. You're going to, after these questions are presented, you're going to start to ask yourself some questions, because today we're asking questions. Because a lot of the times when preachers like myself get up to preach, we give you points. When we give you the points, we like give you statements like say this is that and that is this. But today I'm going to flip the script on it. I'm going to ask a question. So the first point today is a question. I'm going to call them all questions. The first question of the day is your belief solid? I'll say that again. Is your belief solid? When you think about it, when you read this entire text in general, because in its entirety, Hebrews chapter 11, it's about the meaning of faith. Now, I love how it says in verse 1, now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not yet seen. How many of y'all have seen it? If somebody says, I've seen faith, I will kind of believe you, and I kind of won't, because quite frankly, you don't see it. You feel it. You know it's there. You understand it. It's there. You're simpatico with it. I like to say that word, simpatico. But yeah, you know, because I love how it goes on. In verses 2 and 3, where it says, indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. Matter of fact, since the writer of Hebrews is now my ancestor and your ancestor, he received approval already. In verse 3, it says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God. Amen. How many of y'all believe that? Matter of fact, I guess that goes with the question. Is your belief solid? If you know where your belief is coming from, what do you believe it in? You got to know more about what you believe in. Matter of fact, if I just say I believe in scissors, you know, cutting, you know, do I know that? Do I have any experience with scissors? Now at my age, yes, I've had experience, but imagine if I didn't. Imagine if I was someone who didn't know what the meaning of the word scissors was. Imagine that I didn't know the English language. And I'm still trying to master it, and you talk to me about scissors, and someone just says it plainly, do you believe in scissors? And I might say yes, not knowing what scissors are. If I find out what scissors were, then maybe I'll believe in it. I don't know. Depends on the story. Matter of fact, maybe put it this way. You say you believe in somebody. You believe in what they do, but you've never seen them do what they say they do, so therefore you don't know if they are who they say they are. Can't say it again, because even that's a tongue twister for myself. But still, faith, if it's solid, if your belief is solid in something or anything, anyone, it's going to be foolproof. It's going to be hard to deter you from thinking otherwise. You're not going to feel like you're being deterred in a different direction, turned in a different direction from someone who's not from your section. I'm telling you that right now. After you answer your own question, the question of is your belief solid, we transition to the next question. Is your faith strong? Is your faith strong? Now, a lot of times when we go through things in life, you know, sometimes our knee-jerk reaction sometimes overcomes our faith. Matter of fact, the first thing we want to do, we want to take care of it ourselves. We're like, Daddy, we got this. We don't need you right now. And all due respect and honesty, we do need him. We need him more than ever. Sometimes that's what having a strong faith backing is all about. Because when your faith is strong, you'll be able to take it to God in prayer and trust that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Man, it's right. When God says, I got this, you just take a chill pill, hang out, sit back, relax, kick your feet up. I got this for you. And you'll know it, you'll feel it, you'll believe it, you'll see it. So after realizing is your belief solid and is your faith strong, you got to realize you have to have a strong faith to do this. You have to have a strong faith to make it through life. Man, it's right. That means you got to have strong trust in something or someone. I've heard a lot of people say, I don't trust anyone. I don't trust authority. I don't trust my spouse. I don't trust my kids. I don't even trust myself. That's a dangerous person to be around. If they don't trust anyone or anything, they're a dangerous person. You need to pray over them, whether or not they believe you're going to pray. Matter of fact, you don't even have to pray with them in their presence. You just get their name and say, hey, what's your name? Oh, your name is John. Okay, thank you, John. See you around. And then you go in your prayer closet and say, Lord, I'm praying over John right now because John needs to learn how to trust you. Because he doesn't know how he got to where he got to. He thinks he did it all by himself. God, you got to remind this brother that it's all about you, not all about him. He has to learn to trust. Heck, there's been some times in my life where I had issues with trusting. Trusting, not just trusting people, but trusting God. You know, matter of fact, every time I kind of tried to jump off the rails of trusting God. God always put me right back on. He said, hey, Brother Brian, get back over here. And you know, he probably says that to you too, whenever something happens with you. And you know what? That's a good thing that God is still with you. You know, and that's strong faith. And matter of fact, you gotta give your faith a little workout. You gotta work it out a little bit. Sometimes you're gonna atrophy a little bit, and sometimes you're gonna get a muscle cramp. Matter of fact, we're going to get trust cramp, you know, or faith cramp. You know, it happens. We're human. But that doesn't take away the fact that we are God's chosen people. And sometimes we got to remember that, and then we have to just turn back to God. And, you know, after we ask these first two questions of is your belief solid and is your faith strong, I wonder what your answer is to this third and last question for today. Are you approachable like God is? I'll say that again. Are you approachable like God is? Amen? Because when you think about it, there are a lot of things going on out there in the world. You know, a lot of people going through a lot of things. I mean, we have Olympic superstars taking a time out to focus on what's most important to them, their mental health. You know, mental health is a very serious thing. A lot of people want to brush it aside and say it's not a big thing. Yeah, you go through something like that. I've gone through stuff like that. I'm not saying I have mental issues. I'm not cuckoo or any of that stuff. You know, sometimes we have anxiety attacks. You know, and I've had it. I had it on the job. It caused me to go in a different direction. But you know what? God has been with me every step of the way. And I'm praying for anyone who's going through this, going through something like this. I want to let you know right now that God has got you covered. Don't worry about what anybody else says, because they don't know your story like God knows your story. I remember how Reverend Jeremiah Wright would say, "Don't be hating on my glory if you don't know my story." Matter of fact, this is what Reverend Brian Pugh would say. "Don't be hating on my story or my glory, because you don't have no idea what I'm going through every day and every night. But guess what? God has got my back, and that's all that I need to worry about." Amen? But seriously, are you approachable like God is? When I say that in the topic of approachable faith, it's like this. Someone comes to you in earnest. They probably have been a little shady to you once upon a time, or maybe not. I don't know. But will you let them talk to you, ask you a question, maybe even ask you for something that you have no intention on allowing them to do? Are you approachable? Can you take yourself out of yourself for one moment and let God use you to be a blessing? Are you able to do that? I'll answer the question for myself. It's not easy. I won't say it's easy. But I will say this, though. I am approachable. I try my best to be. I've had people come at me and attack me for whatever reason. And you know what? I stay approachable. Because I understand. I've been on the other side of the coin. There's some people I never wanted to approach ever again. But guess what? God says, "Brian, step to the side. Let me step your spirit to the side. Let me use you." Kind of like what I do when I pray up these messages. You know, when I pray it up, when I get ready to write it down or get ready to just let the Lord use me in the most magnificent way like today. You know, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not saying I don't know, period, what I'm doing. It's like, I don't know if it's going to reach someone. You know what? God always reminds me, say, that's not for you to worry about. It's your job to get it out. It is my job to prick their soul. And if this message pricks their soul, then the next one will prick their soul. Not every message is going to be a home run to you, Brian. That's what God tells me. He said, not every message is going to be a home run, but guess what? This is a home run for someone. And if it's not for you, it's for someone else. Now, one day I'm going to have to come back and listen to this message. And God knows why I will have to come back and listen to this message, because maybe I will need to be uplifted too. Maybe today this is not for me, but it may be for me tomorrow. And that's the same for someone else. So, to wrap this up, you just got to ask yourself continuously. Do this. I'm going to give you a little homework for the week. Now, I don't know how some of y'all are going to contact me and let me know how it turns out, but I'm just going to give you this homework anyway. Maybe it'll give you a good reason to tune in next Sunday or the next Sunday after that. So once you find out, is your belief solid? And if it's not, or if it is, pray on it. Pray on this for the next 7 days. And let's see how God takes you there. Matter of fact, once you answer the question of, is your faith strong? If it is yes, pray on it so it can get stronger. And if it is no, pray on it so it can become strong. And we'll see how it turns out. See how your week turns out. And then the last one, are you approachable like God is? Oh, if the answer is yes, go to prayer, pray on it, and then watch it grow. If it is no, pray that you become approachable. Pray that you be able to have that childlike spirit once again. Matter of fact, journal this throughout the week for every day, starting with today. If you are able to answer these questions and pray on it every day. You can do it in quarterly sessions. In other words, there's only three questions, so therefore you can do one for the morning, one for the afternoon, one in the evening. Doesn't matter which order. It doesn't matter the order, just as long as you do it. And guess what? I'm probably going to do this too, because I'm liking what the I'm loving what the Lord is telling me to tell you. In other words, we do this. We're going to do this together. We're going to see where God is taking us. And guess what? He's going to take us to the next level, because the whole goal is to get to the next level. I don't want to stay on the same level forever. It's maybe fun, but guess what? It's getting a little boring now. I already know what's going to happen. It's kind of like looking at a movie over and over and over and over again. It's okay to watch it every once in a while, but not every day. Same thing. So, beloved, I'm going to pray right now for all those who answer these questions prayerfully. And guess what? We're going to pray over this, and we're going to get through this together. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now for this word. We pray that you just bless us in a way that we have never been blessed before. Continue to use us. Let as we go about this week, oh Heavenly Father, let us journal this experience, this wonderful collective experience, oh Heavenly Father. As we approach faith in a different way, oh Heavenly Father, we see faith in a different light right now, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that we see you in a different light and in a different way that we have never seen before. So we pray once again right now, you just touch us, bless us, and you be with us, oh Heavenly Father. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. We pray that the message has uplifted you in a way and encouraged you in a way that is going to bring out the best in you and bring out the God in you. If you do not have a church home right now, we pray that you get connected with a church today. If you want to be connected to my podcast in a church-like way, you can always reach out at bpughsley@yahoo.com. And I most definitely will reach out to you in the best way possible. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this message right now. We want to thank you for this podcast. We pray for every person who is listening right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Continue to guide us, encourage us, teach us, bless us, and our families as well. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And see you next week.
Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
Yes, Lord.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.